Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio today our speaker, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. She's an Islamic researcher, and I have had this pleasure to sit with her in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you so much for coming.
Can I ask you, how are you?
Alhamdulillah,
I know you're looking perfect, mashallah.
Thank you so much. I am looking perfect because you're in front of me.
Alhamdulillah.
Today, I would want to start with an audience question, which is, what is the best age to make a child sleep in another room who has been sleeping in between his parents since his birth? And in case a child is growing up and is not ready to sleep in a separate room, is there any tip or idea to make him feel he should sleep in another room? Well, that's a very challenging question.
Yeah. As we have discussed before too, in chapter Nur, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is mentioning about the age of maybe approximately after 6-7. We call it mumayyiz. Mumayyiz in Islamic term means the child who now has this recognition of male and female, a bit like in a very, very
who's
child.
Who's able to differentiate between good and bad.
Yeah, good and bad. Yeah. And a bit he or she knows that, yeah, this is boy, this is girl. And, you know, girls and boys, they are different. So look at, the sensitivity of Islam. I love it. The qawaneen, the ahkam, and the rulings for mumayyiz. Mumayyiz from tamiz.
All right.
Yeah, tamiz. Means the one who can differentiate between, male and females, a bit needs, and, you know, the differences between them, very little, but still, look at the still Islam is sensitive, still, you know, so we need so much emphasis to talk about this most, sensitive topic, according to Quranic teaching, because yes, Quran is sensitive, we have to be sensitive too.
Exactly.
So yeah, therefore, after six, after seven, seven-ish, six-ish, you know, we have to be very careful about our dressing. You know, you can't believe it in Islam. Me, for example, if I'm having a guest, for example, yeah, and for example, your child, your son is somehow
some 6 years
six,
old.
Six, yeah. So your son is coming, so I cannot wear the very,
very
comfortable dress. Yeah,
right.
The way I dress up in front of ladies, I have to keep eye on Mumayyiz's child. I say, oh, Zainab's son is here.
Right.
He is plus six, so I have to wear something modest, not
right,
complete hijab, but something modest.
At least
you
modest,
know,
yeah,
covering my head. You know, having full sleeve. So this kind of teaching Islam is, yeah, teaching
providing
us.
Providing us.
Yeah.
So you're trying to say, if a child is visiting your home who is 6 plus, or even if you have a child at home who is around 6 or 7, you need to take care of your dressing. You need to be a little modest. If not, you're not doing a very proper Islamic hijab, but at least you need to have a modest dressing so that you cannot be like a center of attraction for that child.
Absolutely.
Sister, I'll be talking to you. Hey, we need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the question that audiences have made. First of all, before you answer this question, I would want to ask you, is there any concept like you need to definitely make your child sleep with you since he's born?
Yeah, Islamically, I think after 2 years, because within that 2 years, you have to give...
You have to feed your child.
Yeah.
Right.
So because of breastfeeding, Islam is not that much emphasizing to make him or her
about
sleep.
your own personal life. Yeah.
So you can have something, you know, some cot nearby your bed. Yeah.
All right.
It's not necessary that the
you
that
put
the
child your child
see.
In
yeah,
between.
Exactly.
All right.
So the child would be in the same room, but you know,
maybe in some
next
separate
to,
bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Separate bed. So that would be the best thing. And then after 6-7, yeah, we recommend like Islam according to Islamic teaching. So it would be more recommended to separate the bed and definitely
room.
The room.
Obviously.
Yeah. So and even we have ahadith and sayings of Masumin alayhi salam that. You know, the brothers and sisters, they're not allowed to share the same quilt and same, we can say blankets.
All right.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, they're just little. Like maybe they're just, you know, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old and they're having one quilt and they're sleeping together. So it's better to have a separate quilt. Maybe two small children, they are sleeping in one big double bed. They can sleep, but they should have their own quilts or whatever
separate
they are covering.
Blankets.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, separate blankets.
So even if they are siblings, you need to separate them. They cannot sleep in
even,
one blanket.
Even siblings, you know, brother, sisters, you know,
look
the sensitivity, you know. for
Especially in the environment we are living in.
Yeah, this is Islam. And one more hadith says, like, if a young girl, for example, maybe again 6-7 years old girl, yeah, if she comes and sit on the lap of non-mahram, yeah, any like cousin or uncle who's not mahram, not
a mahram uncle,
yeah,
all right.
So it's not allowed to make her sit on non-mahram's lap,
all right,
or to kiss her cheeks. So these kind of small, very in detail, we have sayings of Masumin alayhi salam, which shows that
sensitivity of Islam towards sexual
beautiful education, which Islam is teaching us.
All right.
And that means a lot because nowadays we can observe, because now, especially nowadays, we understand more the value of these amazing teachings of Islam.
Yeah. Yes, undoubtedly. So the beautiful point you said over here was that it's not mandatory to make your baby sleep in between you and your partner. Yes, a mother has to feed her baby, obviously, but she can separate the bedding though in the same room so that she can also breastfeed the child and also like not to let the child sleep in between her and her partner. Sister, I'll be talking to you on that note, but here we need to take a very, very short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The 24th Surah of the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nur. The first part of verse 58. O you who have faith, let your permission be sought by your slaves and those of you who have not reached puberty 3 times.
before the dawn prayer, and when you put off your garments at noon, and after the night prayer.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Sister, we discussed a lot of points and you answered so many beautiful questions by audiences. Now, you also said what is the age, like when a child needs to be separated from the parents' room. Now, there's one more challenging question we had. The question was that if a child is now 6 or 7 years, what you called as mumayyiz, the one who is able to differentiate between the good and bad, and who is able to differentiate between male and female, who is able to differentiate between different sexes, how do we separate that child from our room who is not kind of, getting ready to get separated?
I think step by step, because after maybe 5 years, 6 years, in one jump, maybe your child cannot accept this big change, in big jump. So what I have seen in my friends' circle, that sometimes they say every, for example, Monday and Thursday, twice a week, you're allowed to sleep just for 1 hour with us. Then Mama Baba will take you to your room.
All right.
Yeah, or maybe once in a week you can sleep with us. You know, that would be like a treat. Or maybe before, when he used to or she used to sleep with us, we would not maybe pay attention that much towards him or her. But now you say, if you sleep in your bed, you know, we promise that we are going to give you this gift. For example, we'll keep something under your pillow
and then
you sleep.
Fulfill your promises. Definitely.
Yeah. Small things, like whatever he likes, you know,
right.
Like maybe, I don't know, whatever is healthy,
so
something
to
eat.
So you have to encourage your child by different tips.
Yeah. And telling them story, nice stories before going to bed more, mm-hmm. you know. So I think that steps will help, because I also have 8 years old child. So alhamdulillah, we are successful to make him
throw him out of
sleep,
the room.
No doubt. But just like that, you know, like, wow, you're my hero. Look at my Hussein. And definitely we bought a new quilt and, you know, set of his
bed. Separate bedding. Yeah.
So maybe somehow after 2-3 years, you know, we have to make refresh their bedroom and a big, huge teddy bear, according to his request. So he sleeps with his teddy bear, and definitely he has his brothers too in his room. And then, he's okay. But it was difficult, definitely, at first when we started to work this.
Well, they say that if there are no pains, there are no gains. So, So you have to make some expenditure. All right. Thank you, sister, for being with us. It was a really nice session with you. Thank you for answering so beautifully from the narrations from the Noble Quran. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. For any suggestions, for any questions, for any feedback, please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Our website is parstoday.com, wherein you can find all our programs. Go into the option Call of Islam and you'll find our programs. Until another episode, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is complete way. It's a complete way. It's a complete way.